listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
You think it's a joke, but it's real.
No.
The hell is being handled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're on
every chance you get.
You
every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Or good evening, actually, for those of you right there in Austin, Texas, and being broadcast to the rest of the country. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show with none other than me, your host, B. And, I kind of want to go ahead and sort of dedicate the show to none other than the deceased rapper, DMX. DMX has always been an inspiration to myself, has always been a person who's been realistic about the world, his views on the world, and someone who's been done wrong by the system various times. So I want to dedicate the show to DMX. Also, you want to call in, phone number is 800-313-9443. Now, I kind of want to get started here by just going through what I call the list of realism. When things get so real, the system can't even ignore it anymore. So we're going to go through this one video at a time. It's like 2 minutes apiece. So I'm going to comment on each and every one of them. If you guys want to call in and express your disgust, please do. But that's all I have to say about that, so we'll go ahead and get started.
The only way I can make sense of the sentencing, and I also want everyone to understand where I'm coming from with regards to this, especially if there's going to be any appellate review of this sentence. I want those judges to know the sentence to be imposed on this particular case is because Mr. Dotrow, through his conduct and his admissions, spanning from 1998 to this year, represents the worst that we can possibly expect from someone in our society. Yes, he's caused very specific damage to Captain Enderko and his family, to Ms. Zog, to Ms. Dotro, to his own parents, to his families, to his brothers. But what he's really done, and what we're going to be left with after he's walking out the door to spend the next third of his life in prison, is allow people a basis to say that our system of justice has no integrity. How could it, when we've allowed this particular individual like him, here in Middlesex County, here in Edison, to do the things that he's done, similar to what we see on the news every day from other parts of the country? Because of what this individual has done, because of him and people like him, victims are afraid to come forward to be part of the criminal justice system and get the relief that they're entitled to from being victimized, because they have no faith in it, because they don't know who to trust. Even more importantly, we have other individuals every day who put on a badge which represents honor, service, and integrity. Without question, go out there every day, leave their family behind to protect an entire community with hopes that they can make it through the day, through the end of their shift, so that they can go back home to their family and lead a normal human being life, because the life of a police officer is not a normal human being life.
Okay, so in case you haven't guessed yet, that was the judge speaking on one of our finest. All these videos are going to be about our finest. Yes, those who protect and serve. Okay? I find it to be very disgusting. And that's really an aspect that of the police that I don't get to hear anybody within the system talk about. Because, yeah, nobody wants to trust the police anymore. Nobody does trust the police anymore. They're so corrupt. Just coming out as a victim of police brutality will usually earn you more police brutality. Other cops showing up to beat the hell out of you. Find a reason to put you in jail, beat the crap out of you while you're in jail for stepping forward. This stuff actually happens. It actually happens. You step forward about a police officer committing a crime, this is usually the treatment that you get. Now, while being victimized by the police, yeah, I mean, why do you think in the black culture, for example, we don't call the police? We handle our own problems. We handle our own problems internally, within the community or within the family. The only time we call the police is if we are done with somebody. We are done with a family member. They're excommunicated. You better call laws. Calling laws on you. That's a death sentence. That's excommunication within a black family when that happens, because they know you're going to get the treatment as a black person. You're going to get the treatment. And, you know, Will had brought up before the government's trying to say that, you know, oh, black people are stupid because we're not lining up to get the vaccines. there has not been any institution that we could trust our lives with. Okay? Yes, the Tuskegee experiments, you know, with all syphilis and all that. Okay? The fluoride they're putting in the water affects blacks more heavily than it does Hispanics or whites. Okay? There has been no zero part of any institution that we could trust our lives with. And it's sad saying that. Till this very day, it's 2021, year 2021. We're supposed to be an evolved society, flying around in space cars. But no, we can't get off the ground as a society now, can we? Because we live in fear. We're huddled in fear. You know, yesterday I had asked, what would you guys do if you found out that everything I said was true? If I were in court and I proved everything without a reasonable doubt and all the crimes that the NSA was committing, from mind control to mass shootings, that they were responsible for all of it, what would you do? Would you rise up? Would you rise up in arms? Or would you just let the news roll over? Let these criminals get away with what it is that they're doing? Because I know there was a church committee on the CIA before. Now I'm about to pull up a church committee on these NSA criminals myself. Again, for the new century. Now, I'm not exactly happy with the answers that I got, a few answers that I got, but that's okay. I have actually studied a little bit more behind the reaction, and I studied fear. I went back into my studies, my psychology studies, and I've come up with sort of a conclusion. See, we as a species, we no longer have predators. There's nothing out there hunting us anymore. No woolly mammoths, no saber-toothed tigers, okay? No sharks, no polar bears. We no longer have any natural predators. So, we no longer have a way to gauge, a way to reproduce. You want to talk eugenics? Let's talk eugenics. You're supposed to have a certain quality in a person that you want to marry and have children with. Now, eugenics talked about, a rich family, you know, doctors, lawyers, scientists, whatever, bankers. This is the kind of bloodline you want to hop into. But no, true eugenics, something that we have failed to do, was to have females go after those alpha males. See, when you had a male who was too afraid to protect the female, too afraid to protect the offspring, well, that male didn't get a mate. That woman went after the alpha male who could hunt, gather, protect. That sort of thing. Those who had fear were bred out of the Klan, okay, out of any population bred out of, every man was a warrior. But once again, since we've had technology, since we've had tools to build our homes to protect us from predators, weapons to protect ourselves from predators, we have not had the ability to breed out the cowards that pop up in our society. Yes, the sniveling little cowards. We've not had a chance to. You wouldn't know. How would your man react in a situation? Well, let's say you're getting robbed. You got somebody pull a gun on you. You know, Batman style. Pull a gun on you and your family. What would your husband do in the situation? Would he take on the robber? The one-on-one and protection of not only his family, but his money? Or would he stand there and piss himself? Like, money, hand over everything. Hand over your necklace. Please just go away, mister. Most of us don't know the answer to this question because you've not been given the chance to see the reaction, to see what your spouse is made out of. Okay? Because it takes a lot more than someone who can make money, someone who's a freaking nerd making money. It takes more than that to be a man, to have a family. It takes more than that. It takes somebody willing to die for his family. Someone willing to jump from that bullet for his family. It takes somebody. And see, again, we have not had a chance to breed out the cowards out of our society for the past 500 years, maybe more, 1,000 years. And that is the true reason, I do believe, why we have people that won't stand up to the government, that won't stand up against the corruption. The alpha male, the knuckleheads, are largely employed by the government, which makes up our police force. And those patriots who decided to go off to the Middle East because of the false flag, 9/11. So who are we left with? Who are we left with to make sure society is protected and to move on? Nobody. And so that's where we sit right now. As a society, it's very disappointing. Very disappointing. We're going to move on to commercial break here, but we'll be right back. Okay, guys, stay tuned.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Yeah, we're back. So, now that I look at it, society and things have happened in history, in our recent history, for a reason. Things have been socially engineered in a way that pushed the government on top. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you guys always hear me say, MKUltra. When you have a society like we have today, I'm going to tell you, MKUltra is behind almost everything. Okay? Case in point. I remember, I'm probably like the last generation that exists in which you could almost defend yourself in a fight and get away with it. I remember back in school, I was always fighting. I mean, left the ghetto at a very young age. Left the ghetto and placed right in the middle of prestigious white schools. And, you know, the mentality there, the big boy, the bad boy in school, is no longer the bad boy in school so long as there's a black male. That's the way it is. I don't know why that's the way it is, but that's the way it is. I've been placed in the middle, you know, middle of the year, whatever, of a white school. The big bad boy feels the need to come up to me and challenge me in one way or another to a fight. Now, typically, I tell the guy to kick rocks, you know, scram. I'm in no mood. But words become shoving at me. I do my best to laugh things off and to move along. But of course, there's the persistence, and you know, I'd end up having to break some noses and dropping kids left and right, chopping them like bricks. Now, it was understood that I was being picked on in most scenarios. I think it took like my freshman year in high school where I could no longer get away with it. I was attacked by a senior. I'm sorry, no. I was attacked by a junior my freshman year in high school, okay? Because I was flirting with his girl was flirting with me in art class. Hey, it's only natural. The girls love me. But yeah, the guy comes out of the blue one day, right from behind me, punches me in the back of the head. Oh, well, let's just say that was the only hit he got on me that entire fight. I basically dragged him across the ground, threw him across cars. I did everything to this kid. Okay? I did everything to this kid a wrestler would do. I was making fun of him the way I was fighting him. But cop shows up, and we're both asked if we want to press charges. No. I'm here. Self-defense. Everybody around said, yeah, he was attacked. Nope, doesn't matter. If you protect your own being, your own body, you are still at fault for assault, for fighting. And that seems to be true ever since that happened. Every time I got into a fight, and anybody I knew at that after that point, doesn't matter anywhere. If you protect yourself, guess what? You're going to jail too. It is now illegal to protect yourself in one-on-one hand-to-hand combat in America. Why? To break down that alpha male. To break down the idea of anyone being an alpha male, a protector. We're going to take a commercial break, y'all. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right. You're still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. With none other than myself, V, as your host. And so, where am I getting at? Okay, let me continue on with this. I suppose it would be a rant. So, where does the MK Ultra come in? You might ask. Well, when you have the alpha male there, who would normally defend himself, defend his own life, defend his own well-being, defend himself from bodily injury, the law says you can no longer do that. Now, the law is a little fuzzy on the issue, but technically, you still have the right to defend yourself. The courts are just not going to recognize your situation as one that needs to be defended. They're going to look at both participants, the attacker and defender, as willing participants and I'll fight. Now, the MK Ultra part of this is you not being able to defend yourself. You have to become a victim. Under MK Ultra law, you are to be victimized. The most you can do is to curl up into a little ball and hope that you are not stabbed or shot while you take on the assault, a physical assault of an aggressor. You are conditioned out of being an alpha male. Because the police are supposed to handle the situation. Because the courts are supposed to handle the situation. You're taking the law into your own hands. If you defend yourself, which is absolutely disgusting. MK Ultra, this is them forcing their eugenics to the way they want. Now, they benefit no matter what. Because if you're like me, and you're not gonna stand for that crap. If you're like me, you're always going to defend yourself from bodily harm. Well, that helps the system too, because you now, as an alpha male, one that won't stand down, one that won't give up your sovereignty as a human being. Well, guess what? You get to go to jail now. You get to have assault on your record. You get to become a felon. Oh, guess what? Felons can't vote. Felons don't have a say in how society is run. See, it's all socially engineered. Backed by MK Ultra. Ritualistic abuse. None of the stuff is that way as an accident. It's all designed that way. When you look at the system, you can only see two aspects of it. When you wonder, why is this law like this? Why is this law like that? Think about eugenics, and think about MK Ultra, basically trauma-based mind control. You'll understand every law that's on the books. The CIA did a job on the entire country, okay? They had a major influence on the entire country. Okay, the reason why they had to shred so many documents when the church committee started, once they got found out that they were doing mind control experiments, most of these documents had nothing to do with the actual mind control experiments themselves. Most of these documents contain ways for them to infiltrate and how to change laws all around the planet to condition all of us to be charm-based mind-controlled all at the same time. It's to bleed through. It's to infect every institution on the planet. To have a MK Ultra society. A victimized society. A society with no alpha males. People don't see the connection with this stuff. Okay, let's go ahead and play another clip, if you would, Mike.
A relief for the family of a Harrisonville woman murdered 5 years ago by a retired Grandview police officer. Jeffrey Moreland will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Sarah Hollenbeck just spoke with the victim's family. Sarah?
Cynthia, it was a very tense day in court as that victim's mother talked to the man who murdered her daughter and told him, "You have ruined my family's life." Now, in court today, Jeffrey Moreland was very quiet as he listened to the judge read his sentence. He swayed back and forth from Parkinson's disease, but refused any last words. Back in 2008, the retired police officer sexually assaulted Kara Jo Roberts before killing her. Now, the case was cold for 3 years until a fingerprint that was left at the crime scene matched to another murder that Roberts is charged in of a 75-year-old Jackson County woman. He's also scheduled to appear in court on a third charge for rape. Today, Roberts' family wiped back tears as they looked at Moreland for the last time, and the victim's mother offered some final words to him.
"I can't seem to let everything go, and I just wanted the defendant to know that he was an animal for what he did to my daughter. And that's basically what I tried to express."
And coming up, we also talked to the victim's husband. He's now forced to raise their child all by himself and forced to face those very tough news of how to break that to his very young child about what happened to his mother. Hear from him coming up in a live report in just 30 minutes. We are live at the courthouse. I'm Sarah Hollenbeck, 41 Action News.
Okay, yes. A young lady raped and murdered. An older lady raped and murdered. And this police officer is described to be an animal. Okay? Described as an animal. Would you be able to pick out this officer amongst a lineup of other officers as an animal, by description? Okay, maybe not based on looks. How about behavior? Well, depending on the situation, you're probably guaranteed to be brutalized by every cop in a lineup. And depending on how you look, you're liable to be brutalized by every one of them. So, what makes this cop different? Ah, there is no difference. Each and every one of them will cross a line whenever they see fit. Most of them just get away with what they do because they have the backings of their corrupt brethren. That's a fact. I actually saw a video. It would resurface on Facebook every now and again, but quickly taken down by Facebook. It would show a detective in a jail cell with a black female inmate. Okay, a little girl just recently arrested, and it would show this detective pulling down her pants, pulling down his pants, and holding her down from behind and raping her. Now, this isn't rape that happened by a police officer on his own time elsewhere. This was a police detective on the clock in the jails. In the jail. Committing this heinous crime. I would say, I mean, if you as a person detained by police within the government facility are not safe from rape against a government employee, You're not safe anywhere but your own homes that should be guarded and protected by an alpha male with a gun. But as we see, we are seeing them break down that barrier of protection. Aren't we? We're seeing that. We're seeing them break that down, aren't we? Let's go ahead and do another clip, please.
Former Oklahoma City cop Daniel Holtzclaw has been sentenced to 263 years in prison for raping and sexually victimizing more than a dozen women while on patrol in a low-income neighborhood. According to state court records, Holtzclaw's attorney filed a motion for a new trial just a day before he was to be sentenced. The judge denied the motion in Thursday's hearing. The 29-year-old was convicted last month on 18 counts, including four counts of first-degree rape.
Count 8, defendant is guilty of the crime of forcible oral sodomy and punishment is set at 20 years. Count 9.
During Holtzclaw's trial, 13 women testified that the former cop had coerced them into having sex after threatening to arrest them for possessing drug paraphernalia or on outstanding warrants.
Yes, so, oh boy, where do I start with that one? Sexual predator, sex act. And you notice how they say in low income areas. No, these cops, and see, it's not that they don't know what it is that they're doing. This was methodical. This was someone with who was criminally liable. Okay, he wasn't insane. This is a person. This is a predator who thought about each and every situation, because it takes a little bit of intelligence to be able to blackmail someone. Okay. To get somebody to do something against their will without having to use force. To talk someone into doing something that they didn't want to do. Okay? Not a situation of police brutality where these ladies were beaten and raped, but coerced by words, threats, blackmail. Now, over 18 women. I don't say about that. It's just horrendous. And this particular guy, I've seen his case. And he cried like a little woman. He cried like a little woman. As he was being sentenced. No, no. Why the tears? Because he's fired from the force? Because he's being sentenced to
count.
Yeah. That was him. That was him. Yeah. Just like that. And it made me sick. How dare you cry? How dare you have tears? You should have been solemn. You should have been maybe crying for the victims, but he's crying for his own life. Another one of our finest wearing the badge. Okay? This is another one of our finest. Makes me sick. Now, that's a person I hope gets raped every day. Right before breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's a person who better have a prolapsed anus by the time he passes away from blood loss, from anal leakage. That's justice. Low-income areas. Why low-income areas? Oh, well, because nobody's going to believe a little black child out of a low-income area. They have no power. They have no money, right? Is this the reason why black people are kept impoverished to begin with? To continue on with that MK Ultra programming? To keep that slave mentality going? Is that the reason why? I mean, this cop wasn't trained to do that. But how does he know MK Ultra so well? Is that just ingrained in his class of people? Is it just ingrained in the mentality of the police? That's what I want to know. That's what I want answers to. Absolutely disturbing. Absolutely sickening. Let's try to squeeze one more in for the top of the hour.
And a reminder, some of the images in this case are hard to look at. Let's go to CTV's Austin Delaney for more on the sentencing at the Oshawa courts. Austin.
Well, Michael Theriault's family crying in the courtroom, his brother sobbing outside as the Toronto police officer was led away in handcuffs to a holding cell downstairs.
Toronto Police Constable Michael Theriault arriving at the Oshawa court this morning, where he would be sentenced to 9 months in jail, 12 months probation for the assault on DeFonte Miller 4 years ago. An act of gratuitous violence on a person who was vulnerable, the judge called the assault that caused Miller to lose an eye. He completely failed to follow his training, the judge said of the constable. The commission of this offense was a breach of the public's trust. He was found guilty of assaulting Miller, beating him with a lead pipe, believing Miller was breaking into his truck, searching for spare change. Both lives have been changed forever. The sentence I impose will not undo the harm to Mr. Miller. But the judge said a message of denunciation must be sent out for the harsh beating on an unarmed black man, and nothing short of jail would do that. The black community has suffered great wounds because of racism, noting he was punishing Theriault for the crimes he committed, not the crimes committed by others.
So Theriault's stay in jail won't be very long today. He's expected to walk out of those doors, the courtroom doors, later this afternoon. His defense team has filed an appeal. The Crown has conceded that he can leave on bail while the appeal is heard. Reporting live in Oshawa, I'm Austin Delaney.
Yeah. A black man looking for change. Now, there's no excuse for any crime being committed that is a real crime. Okay. Burglarizing someone's vehicle is most definitely not cool. I'm not giving a pass for that. But as an officer, knowing that you've got nothing in your vehicle of value, and if it were the case for this black man looking for change, is it really worth grabbing a lead pipe and beating this black man for pocket change? You know, the only thing I see in that instance is historically speaking, is, you know, when a slave, he got a few extra victuals, a few extra pieces of food that he wasn't supposed to have. And slave master went and grabbed the whip. and went to town on the slave with that whip. And that's all I see. That's all I see. This MK Ultra, this master slave dynamic. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Guys, I know the top of the hour is coming up here pretty soon. If you would like to join me in conversation, please do. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Once again, the phone number is 800-313-9443. And we can talk about some of this stuff. And see, when it comes to reparations, people talk about reparations. And these white people are all like, oh, well, you just don't want to work. You just don't want to work. Not only did we work, but it's 400 years of unpaid work. You know what? Forget the work. Forget the work. How about reparations for every lash torn into the back of a slave? Pay us a dollar for each one of those. You know how much money that turned out to be? Probably in a couple millions. A few millions. Probably more than that. 400 years of backlashes. I don't know. A few billion, maybe. Who knows? When do you think that'd be worth it? I'm disgusted. Let's go to break, please. Mike, can we just go to break?
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.